I could go on and on and on about the ministries in this church, but do you understand that this church is so powerful in this community only because you are willing to give your time, your talent, and your tithe? Do you understand that? But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Just as Jesus pushed the disciples off the mountain in that tremendous experience back into reality into today's scripture, Jesus also pushes us off of our mound of pride and back into reality very quickly. Why? Because these are not ministries that are small and convenient. Are they? These are ministries that are larger than life and take much hard work and much support. And they only continue if you choose to give your and your. Do you understand? If you would stop giving your time and your talents and your tithe, within 2 weeks, this church would shut its doors. And all the ministries that this church is so awesome and known for in the area would stop like that. Do you understand that? The heater, air conditioning, which is a basic need, right? It's only because you give your time, your talents, and your tithe. Well, these are not small and convenient ministries. When you receive this week your estimate of giving envelope, please read it carefully. Pray fervently and give your time and your talents and your tithe generously. And I just reminded myself that I forgot to do something. Sorry, Doug and Bill. Then either send it back or send it back in the envelope that's going to be provided, or bring it next week. We're going to have consecration Sunday. That's what I forgot to tell you. Next week. I'm really excited about it. It's a time. What consecration means is you are setting something apart for the worship and the glorification of God through the ministries of this church in this case. All right? Now, if you're visiting us today, please don't get turned off, because those who worship regularly know that I hardly ever talk about money. They could probably count on one hand. Well, no, I did a sermon series on money. That wouldn't be fair. But very rarely, they will honestly tell you, if you're visiting, that teaching series was about how we use money. It was not about giving money to the church. It was. But see, this time of year, we're thinking about 2009. And we only know what we can do in 2009 by your response to the estimates of giving that you're going to receive in the mail. Now, I have a funny video. Bill, do you still have it up? And I forgot to do it. I meant to do it before worship, but it's hilarious. And you'll probably recognize the song, and I don't want to let it go. So let's show it, Bill, right now.